Hi, everyone, and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C.
And you guys, we are so excited to bring you another interview with Jeremy Maddox. We are so excited to have you here.
Hey.
Thank you for coming.
What's going on, guys?
And we also have Edmund Prieto here.
Yes.
Hey, my boy.
Woot, woot.
He's a shit.
Okay, so let's jump right into it. We've been excited to talk to Jeremy since the beginning of the season. There's so much to cover. Let's get into it.
So much to do, yeah, so much to see.
We're going to get into everyone's questions and everything, but we also want to talk about you and, like, catch up with you. So
we see
you've been doing a lot of, like, photo shoots and other things. So what's going on with you and your projects and other stuff outside of Sur?
I've been extremely busy outside of Sur. I got a lot going on.
Awesome.
Besides that world, lots of photo shoots, lots of video shoots. I've been working with a new artist from TMG. He's working with 808 Mafia, so I started working with him. I got some other little photo shoots on the side. I shot Lisa's son, Max's girlfriend, not too long ago.
It's the same girl.
We met
her. She's nice.
Cool.
She's super nice. She's the sweetest for sure. So yeah, I've been real busy. I mean, I'm putting in lots of hours. I'll go to Sur and then leave Sur and go work with those guys, and I'll be up till 7 in the morning and, you know, just editing, taking photos, doing all that stuff right there and then. So
yeah,
that's amazing.
We saw you rolling home at, like, when people are going to work. I'm like, yeah, we can relate sometimes.
Hey, so. Sure, but there's some good views. The sky is beautiful at that time, so I can't complain. Plus, you know, the lifestyle I get to live isn't bad either.
And you got in, you're no longer busing your bar back.
I don't know what's going on with that. So I trained a bar back, but I just haven't picked up any bar back shifts yet. So
okay.
I'm still bussing tables for right now. But
now, isn't the goal there? Because, like, I read this article on, I call him Spots Megrim. I know it's Spot Megrim.
Spot Megrim. Adam.
But I like the Spots Megrim thing. It's catching on.
Yeah.
But anyways, I read that he was hired as a bar back and then, like, it sounded like someone sent him to bartending school, or did he just go to bartending school?
I really don't know what his situation is, but he works brunch now, so
I don't ever work
with him. He works brunch. He works on the weekends during brunch.
How's brunch going? Is it successful?
Yeah, so far so good.
Cool.
They got good food. Good drinks.
Yeah.
It's a good brunch.
I wanted a little more breakfasty stuff on there, though. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. They got some of the dinner stuff on there, too.
Yeah,
the goat cheese balls.
The drinks are really good. I got the avocado toast. So we're going, actually, my birthday's next week, so we're going on Sunday.
Uh-oh, happy birthday.
With a super fan coming into town, so we're meeting her there and her husband.
Well, I'll probably be in there.
Cool.
Catch me at Sur. Pull up. Pull up at Sur. I'll be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
So I was hoping, because this guy apparently was bar back for a couple months and now he's bartender, so I was hoping that would be the same path for you.
As far as I know, he's still bar backing as far as I know.
Okay.
Hmm.
Now, and you probably may not be able to say this, but any plans of, like, work in both places, TomTom and Sur?
We've talked about it. It's been discussed. I don't know exactly what I'll do at TomTom, but I know I have a spot there for sure.
Cool. Nice.
Yeah.
Do you think, T. Sandy said it was like end of May. Like, we've walked past and it still looks like pretty heavy under construction.
Yeah, we went by today and I was like, oh, so they got a ceiling now.
Oh, that's good. Is it painted black?
It's white.
Oh, different than what they said in the episode.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It looked like a primer.
Okay.
I mean, I would think, normally I would say there's no way they're opening end of May, but then Lisa did pull out that renovation after the fire
in like no
week.
Time.
Right.
Hell yeah.
So you never know.
Okay.
This is, she's on top of it for sure.
Speaking of the fire, how much money did Lisa give you for putting out the fire?
Oh, I won't disclose that.
We all zoomed in on this shot.
Yeah,
it looked thickish.
It was a nice little thank you. I can't lie.
I thought that was really nice of her.
Yeah,
a nice gesture.
Of her. I don't think she's ever done that for anybody. So
that's cool.
You know, Lisa's a hard one to win over, and I seem to have finally done that.
Yeah, you know it sounded like she had a change of heart on you.
Yeah, I'm glad she did because I like her a lot. I respect her hustle. So I, you know,
yeah. But, she's got a lot
if we
of
grind together, we shine together.
Nice.
All right. Are you doing? Did you go to Mexico?
No.
And then Are you, you're not doing
They tried. They always try to get me to go, but they don't ever let me.
Oh,
are you, you're not doing the reunion, are you? It's Saturday, right?
Uh-uh. I'm not doing that either.
Okay.
No reunion for me.
Is, do you know Faith is? We've heard rumblings.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think they would do that.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be fucked up.
It would be tense, that's for sure.
Hell yeah.
That's shocking they're not going to have you on the reunion.
You know how it is. Everybody wants to talk about me, but no one ever wants to ask me what's going on.
Well,
they just want everybody else to talk. We let Tom talk. They let anybody. Everybody talks. But
if they have Raquel on, I'm going to be really mad.
Mm-mm.
No. Okay. I like Raquel. I'm just saying.
Yeah, Raquel's she's great.
I'm saying, you know, she's part of the pasta scandal.
Right.
You're part of, like, you know, it's.
Yeah, big storyline.
Airtime wise.
Yeah, it's big. I got a big one, guys. You know, I put a fire out. You know, I'm trying, but
and you're dealing with backlash of stuff that is like you're gonna have to deal with this.
Yeah, it's cool, but you know, trials and tribulations. As long as we stay positive, we persevere.
That's right.
You dig?
That's right.
All right. So, okay, you're still cool with James? Are you James and Logan still on the outs? Are they cool?
Funny story. I mean, I really don't know. No, they're not cool with each other, but okay. They were together last night, like chilling, hanging out.
Yeah, I saw them both at the party.
Getting mad at each other as per usual. So, you know, I don't know what their story is, but they'll make up.
Last night was Kyle Chan's birthday party and everyone looked like amazing.
Yeah, it looked like such a fun party.
Dude, Kyle Chan killed it. Shout out to Kyle Chan. I got Kyle Chan on my wrist right now too.
Oh, that's pretty.
Black diamonds.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's fire, right? A little tennis bracelet.
That's really cool.
Kyle Chan.
Did you see my thing that you were like really channeling Ethan Hawke for me?
What is that?
You don't know who Ethan Hawke is?
No.
Oh my god.
LOL.
And someone on your IG said you nailed it. Like there's
Ethan Hawke. We'll do last night.
We'll post up a side-by-side photo. You'll see.
Actually before that because I was listening to your voice on the show and I was like, "God, he sounds like someone I know." And then you smiled when you're on your date and I was like, "It's Ethan Hawke." Like you actually sound like him. Okay, you got to watch Reality Bites.
Reality Bites. I've heard of it.
Winona Ryder.
I haven't seen it either.
You know who she is?
Winona Ryder.
Yeah, I
know who she is.
Ben Stiller. Do you know who that is?
Who?
Ben Stiller?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, well, he's in it. Jeannie Garofalo, you're probably not going to know.
Maybe I've seen it, but there's this guy.
It's like 90s grunge. Yeah.
He better be cute.
He is.
Did you see the movie Alive with the Argentinian plane crash where they had to eat the bodies of to survive?
Wow, that sounds...
It's a good movie.
Yeah, it sounds good.
No, he's hot. He was married to Uma Thurman for years. So
he's killing it. All right, cool.
Then he cheated on her.
Cool. Oh, okay.
No, he's killing it.
Oh, come on, bro.
He was like my dream man in the 90s, okay?
Okay.
So, check out your comments, because I say you remind me of him, but better. And then someone commented, oh my God, you nailed it. So, read your comments, man.
Read them. I do. I read them. There's just...
He's super busy on social media
right
now.
It was yesterday. I don't expect
you to...
Yeah,
that part.
Yeah. All right. So, all right.
I'll take it. Okay, I want to go back to episode one of this season, and I wanted you to weigh in on the Faith situation.
Oh, jeez.
Were you friends with Faith, right? She was kind of in your crew.
Me and Faith were friends for sure. I had no idea any of that was going on, and when I found out, I tried to give her the benefit of the doubt, but then the way she handled it was just so savage. I was like, damn,
and
this was all like, wow, like it was so enlightening. Like you kind of schemed and plotted and like set someone up. But I mean, you know, what can I say, dude? You know, I'm not in her shoes. So I have no idea. I don't know if I can even speak on the situation. Do I think it was nice? No, but
yeah.
Who the hell knows what she's got going on? You know what I'm saying? I just know she fucked a lot of people over, so I just kind of had to step away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she was invited to your birthday party,
uh-huh.
And that's when she didn't show up. Like, that's kind of when
happened. Yeah. I mean, I something like that. I think she just felt like maybe she wasn't welcome, you know?
Right.
I was bummed they didn't show more at your birthday party. Was that when you were wearing the spacesuit?
No.
Or is that coming up?
No, I didn't. Yeah, I still have to do that.
Okay. Oh, good.
Well, you gave us a spoiler alert last time, so I'm
not
doing
it. I still want to do it. I still want to do it.
Yeah, they just showed like T. Sandy with the spray tan tears and Tom wasted.
Oh, Schwartz, man. He was so hammered that whole day, man. It was on the way there, like, he was riding next to me, dude. He was like crying on my shoulder and stuff.
Oh my god,
like,
that's funny.
I didn't know what the hell was going on, but I guess he was going through it. But like,
yeah, and it was a long weekend of drinking.
It was a good birthday party. That place was fun. I want to go back there. That was a good place. Where? I cut my hair. It's been almost exactly a year since I cut my hair, but I cut it shorter. I cut it like, if you look. Like at the beginning, like on my birthday, my hair, I cut it like to my shoulder length. Now it's back down to where it was when I, a year before I had cut it.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Have been noticing that you have like some super fans now. Like people want to do meet and greets with you. People have set up groups for you. We've been seeing like
your
hashtag get Jeremy on the show. Like there's a movement starting.
Let's get the movement going. Let's keep it going. I fucking got mad love for you guys. I appreciate it.
That's cool.
I'm willing and able. So let's do it. Let's.
We see it a lot. I always like it.
Yeah.
Sometimes retweet it.
I like it too. I think it's cool. I think,
and we can tell you're great. Like you're nice to your fans and stuff.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, to me, it's just like you know who I am, and I'm meeting you. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna meet you.
Yeah, it's cool.
Say what's up.
Cool.
Dating? Are you seeing anyone? Or are you just playing the field, keeping it open?
Yeah, you know, I don't think at this point in my life with the amount of work that I have, and the amount of time. To I have to focus on getting a check right now. I can't focus on a relationship. It's
honestly
I mean, you know, I gotta get the check so that I can have a relationship. Otherwise, what the hell am I doing? You know what I mean?
Well,
I'm trying to provide for my family.
Yeah,
you know.
And when you're in a relationship too, I mean, at least from a girl's perspective, you focus so much on, like, even Sheena, she focused so much on Rob, and it's like, actually, her being single has, look at where she's now.
She's killing it.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of her.
And so, like, a lot of
so
us,
proud of her.
You, us, whatever, you'll focus so much on that relationship that you put other things, you know, secondary. So, mm-hmm. You're young, you should focus on your career and
cause,
just have fun.
Because whatever my main focus is, I'm, like, all in on it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, very in-depth, you know, when I find that thing to focus on. Who knows? Maybe, you know, I don't know. I just, like, I find a certain thing. And I focus on it. So if it's a relationship, it takes me away from what I need to get done. And I've been told that by other people, but I think I'm finally realizing it. So
yeah,
I don't have the time. Plus, if I need to travel with artists and stuff like that, I don't want a girlfriend because nah.
Yeah, there's a lot of drama.
Uh-huh.
Why didn't you call me last night? Where are you?
Uh-huh.
I saw you post with a girl. Or
well,
a girl
and vice
posted.
Versa, though. You know what I mean?
That's true.
It's just not.
It's like being in the military.
No one should ever feel that way. You know what I mean? So why put someone in that position?
Well, since we are talking about relationships right now, in this last episode that just aired, you went on a date with Billie Lee. And I think the internet like blew up with how you just melted everyone's heart with what you said to her and just how accepting you were.
Yeah.
So tell us what that experience was like for you.
Oh, we had such a good time. We laughed so much. We had a good time. She's super, super cool. Like, that's my little stoner buddy. Like. We just hang out and smoke and talk shit and just have a good time. So it was a great experience, you know what I mean? And I stand by what I said because, you know, that's who that is, you know what I mean? So that take it. That's all you can do. That's who they are, you know what I mean? That's who they've always been. You just pay too much attention to the past, if you know what I'm talking about.
Right. You said it so easily, though. Like, I feel like that was like almost like a hard thing to explain for a lot of the viewers, and it just came right out.
It really shows like where the world's going, and it's like, that's cool. It's like, you just so easily, you're like, you are this person. Why wouldn't you be treated like this person? It was so natural. It wasn't it's weird. You were just,
I can't even like the rest doesn't even make sense to me. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm looking at what I'm telling you. So just like, you know what I mean? Seeing is believing, right? That's
right.
What they say. So yeah, she's amazing. I love her. Billie's my like my bestie.
That's cool. The expressions production. They'll like pan over right when she's doing like,
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
her
it's
eyes.
So funny.
Yeah. But the look on her face after you, she's you know, great. You told her that, you know, you are what you are, you know, I accept you. And I, it was just like, I felt it was just like such, like she was just so relieved that someone got her. It was a really cool scene.
I do. I understand. I really understand her. Me and her are super, super close. You know what I mean? So
it's, and I actually never would have pegged her as a pot smoker.
Oh yeah. She's a huge stoner.
That's cool. That's that.
Oh man.
I mean, like who isn't in LA?
I know,
days?
But yeah, there's like a certain type of person that's like a stoner though. And it's like a, usually like a happy, chill vibe person. And it's just always kind of cool to figure out who is like that.
So, well, speaking of, everyone was commenting today on Jackson Brittany because they were like posting in the airport.
I thought that
bathroom.
Was hilarious.
It was hilarious, but I was like, wait, they're in Texas. Maybe they shouldn't be posting this publicly.
Oh, it's so funny. I was like, I love you guys. That was so funny. But yeah, the date was a good experience. I like spending time with Billy. You know what I'm saying? She's awesome. Plus, she's hot. So
yeah, definitely.
Who doesn't mind having a pretty girl around, if you know what I mean?
Yeah. So you guys, okay, so yeah, you're all in the, I know you guys all hang out and you're like best friends, so.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll leave that. And all right, so you want to talk about the episode and the wedding and anything else?
Let's talk about the episode. And I wanted to ask you kind of, we've never got to ask anyone exactly about the wedding and what, you know what it was. Obviously, this isn't just like a normal wedding too. You guys are filming and stuff, so I could imagine that it was like longer, and it was probably a really long day and stuff like that. So, tell us about the reception vibe and stuff like that. You know,
oh
like,
man, the wedding was so much fun, dude. I had such a good time.
Sorry,
was
it woodsy elegant?
I keep losing sound. Sorry.
Uh oh.
Okay, there we. Can you hear through? There we go.
I can hear. Can you hear?
Might be your headphones,
or my mic.
And okay, I can hear you.
Do you want my mic?
Keep going. It's okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. What were we saying?
The wedding vibe.
Oh, the wedding. Yeah, I had tons of fun at the wedding. It was a good vibe. But, you know, yeah, you know what?
So, okay.
Are we talking about how Stassi was talking about how I was maybe acting creepy? Then I don't know what she's talking about. But if she felt uncomfortable, then I guess I need to reevaluate how I act with her.
Yeah, let's go back like a little bit into the history of you and Stassi. Did you meet her as soon as you came to, when you came to California? Like, did you kind of meet the crew?
No, not really. I mean, I don't know. When I first started coming around, there was a lot of like how they were treating Ariana. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right.
And because of the whole Tom and Christian thing or whatever, you know what I mean? There's a whole nother side to it when I came around. I never really got to know Stassi. She was always standoffish towards me. I don't know. It was. She's always real, like, difficult to just say what's up or say hello. You know what I mean?
It's right.
That's all. I don't think we never had time to get to know each other. You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay, so the scene that, you know, is that everyone saw. Tell us about that. So from what we can see, she's dancing or standing there. You came up to her, you know, and we're just like, hey, like, what's go, like, kind of explain the vibe there.
So prior to that, what you don't see is me, Sandoval, and Schwartz were just standing together having a good time, you know what I'm saying? And we saw Stassi sitting over there, like, by herself, moping in the corner. Like, you know, Ariana was talking to someone right here, and she was just chilling. And I was like, I'm going to go talk to her, bro. Like, we were just joking around. It was a joke for me to go talk to her because Schwartz was like, she'll never talk to you. She's very, like, you know, dismissive, and she's not going to talk to you. I'm like, oh, that's so funny, bro. Like, I'm just going to go, like, have a conversation. Let's see.
Yeah.
I go, and it was like, exactly that. And if I made her uncomfortable, those definitely were not my intentions. I don't ever intend to make anyone uncomfortable. The moment I feel that someone is uncomfortable, I remove myself from the situation, which when then you see the clip from that of me right off rip saying, we're good, I'm gonna leave you alone, I'm gonna stop hitting on you, right there, because I could feel that she was like feeling some sort of way, like it was really getting under her skin. So I cut loose from that. And by the way, no one knows this, but I was hooking up with another girl at the wedding that night anyway. So what?
Yeah.
I was with that girl all night.
I think, I mean, and like I said earlier, I talked about this on social media. Like, for me, that's when you're at weddings and you're single, guys flirt, girls flirt, you dance, you have fun. Sometimes people hook up. And like I said, there's a whole movie based on that called Wedding Crashers.
Yeah,
and like,
for sure.
That's universally accepted. And I mean, obviously we saw what we saw. I didn't see you like physically like, oh, you hugged her. It's like, but you all know each other. It's not like you're a stranger and you went up and like, and still it was a hug. It wasn't like a grope or whatever. I understand if she felt uncomfortable. Okay, cool. Then you both removed yourself from the situation or addressed it after the time if it was a problem. I don't know why it needs to be addressed a year later on camera, but I mean, I took it as like flirting, drinking, you're all young.
I was just being silly. Like, yeah. Like I said, it was a joke. I know that's one way of looking at things, but I never have that like, oh, it's a wedding. Like, who's getting it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's never my thought. Like, I don't care that much. There's no pressure on anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not like that. Like, if we were hanging out, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to try and sleep in your bed. If you're uncomfortable, I'll offer to sleep on the floor or something. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care. Like, there's no, I don't care that much. So I'm not the stigma of me being predatorial or creepy. I'm not that, but for anyone that's ever felt uncomfortable, you shouldn't feel that way. So, you know, people should evaluate the way they act towards those people if that way they acted before was making them uncomfortable. That's all that is to it. So,
I think
me and Stassi have come a long way since then, by the way. So, I mean, we were hanging out at Kyle Chan's birthday party last night. No problems.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, there's something about, like, just breaking the ice, and if you thought she was sitting by herself or there was, like, a layer, you just want to cut through the ice and joke around and be like, come on, let's
dance. I was really, you know, it was kind of like a you know, maybe kind of realize that you do shut people off without getting to know them, you know what I mean?
Right.
I just wanted her to kind of like, oh, maybe I should just talk back, you know. She was just being very like short and you know, dismissive when I was just trying to talk to her. Like, I wasn't cool. If I tell you you're pretty or you look cute, doesn't mean I'm hitting on you. It means you look cute. Like, what am I supposed to say? You could say that about anybody. You know what I mean? Like, your shoes are cute, or like,
you said we looked cute earlier, and I took that as a you want to sleep with me. You don't. God damn.
Oh my goodness.
Suddenly, like, my ego went up, and now I'm just shot to hell.
Girls, you do look cute though. Your outfits are on point.
I really like what you just said. I feel like that will clear up a lot of things with some of the questions that the viewers had, because if you, like, as I'm thinking of the scene, that is true. You saw that she was uncomfortable and you said, okay, I'm going to go away now. And that's all we see. So if that's the case and you're aware of that, I think that's like such a, I mean,
trying to get her involved, maybe.
You did the right
thing. I mean, she has said, like, when she went to, was it Jax's dad's funeral or someone's wedding? She went with Rachel, and I heard it on one of their podcasts, and she said, I was sitting in the corner by myself. I you know, I wasn't talking to anyone, and blah, blah, blah. So that is kind of what she does.
Okay, so yeah.
Well, and the background on the wedding is, this is when she was feeling single AF, and she was, I think she was in a really low place personally, and I think she was moping at the wedding. I mean, I think that's well documented.
Yeah, or she wasn't with Patrick at that moment.
And I mean, again, like, I don't think I don't think that anyone, and you just said, you're not trying to excuse the fact that if she did feel that
uncomfortable. Yeah,
that
I mean, look, I got a mom and a sister. Like, I grew up, like, I grew up with women in my life, like, on a daily basis, all the time. Like, and my sister was such a mentor to me. Like, she taught me right from wrong. You know what I mean? So, in more ways than maybe my parents even. You know what I'm saying? Because she would actually let me know. So it's like, I come from a long line of respect. You know what I'm saying? My grandma, my poor grandma. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's, come on, girls. You know, I could never, ever, ever, ever in my heart want to make someone feel uncomfortable like that. Like, that's right. Gross. That's disgusting. Like, come on. Like, no, that's not who I am. That's not me. I, like I said, that I don't care that much, you know?
So yeah, I think it was people being a little bit extreme, and maybe she was uncomfortable, but it wasn't like how Katie was like predatory or we need to advocate for these people. It's like, you're amongst
and you know
a
what?
Group
instead
of
going behind
know.
My back and saying all these things, why don't you just be like, look, bro, can you just tone it down a bit? And I'll be like, oh yeah.
Or talk to Ariana and say, hey, talk to your brother. He was too much.
Yeah, but something. But I'm never too much. That's what I'm saying. It's like, I'm not.
I get that because we've met you several times. And, you know, for those that haven't, it's like we can tell them our experience. But then they'll be like, oh, you're just biased. Cause
yeah, this was a hard episode for us, too, from being your friend. You know, it was we wanted to defend you. But also, we, you know, we're women, too. So we don't want to say that what Stassi felt was, you know, not valid. I mean, everyone has a right to feel the way that they do. But I could tell that there was something else. So it's so great to hear from you how you felt and how you viewed the situation. And I really think that clears up a lot of what we saw in that scene. Mm-hmm. Now, what was said at the bar between Katie and Kristen and Stassi and everyone, that's where it got pretty crazy when they started throwing around the term predatory and things like
that's
that.
That's where it changed the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause that's very stigmatizing. You know what I mean? And it's like you kind of like, even whether, you know, you didn't mean it that way or not, it's very stigmatizing. You gotta be careful with the words that you choose because, there are serious situations out there where that is actually the case, and you're going to
you don't want to take away from the situations where that happens. We don't also want to undermine if like someone really felt that way.
No.
But let's just not over abuse. It's like, you know, when bullying was the word of the day, it's like, let's not, like, I was watching The Bachelor and this girl was glam shamed, and I'm like, really? Are we glam shaming now? Is that really a thing? Like, are we taking this? She's like, I was bullied because I like to glam myself up. I'm like, let's not really confuse bullying with like someone calling you, like saying you're wearing a lot of makeup on this hike.
Yeah.
It's not really the same thing. Like, she maybe shouldn't have said it, but it's not like, it's not the same thing.
How have you been dealing with this? Has this had, are you just taking it in stride? You know that this...
Oh, I'm great. I'm doing fantastic. Because, you know, when you just like, I mean, someone told me, you know, it's like telling a rich man he's broke. Like, you're just going to laugh because when you can't tell me something that's not what it is.
Yeah.
You can't affect my life. You know what I mean? I'm a good person. You know what I mean? So I have everyone's best interests at heart. So
I guess we can relate because we'll like
can't
look
tell
at,
me nothing.
We'll look at comments sometimes about us or a review here and there. And like at first you get like infuriated, your blood boils. And then I realize I actually start laughing now at like, you know, the bad comments because I was like, you don't even know what you're talking about, you know,
yeah,
or that's
don't.
Like completely the polar opposite.
That's what makes you so mad. It's like you don't know what you're saying. Just like you have no, you literally have no idea, because the only person that has any idea is me and the
people
other person involved.
That's
you
right.
You know what I'm saying? So guess what?
You
don't know.
It's so, I guess it's so strange that Bravo or Evolution Media kind of brought this, that they constructed this story in this episode. Like, this was a heavy, dark episode, in my opinion. Like, we had this going on and them kind of, a story was painted, in my opinion. And then at the end, you know, we had this beautiful moment between you and Billy Lee. It was just like a range of emotions that were going on for me when I was watching this.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
Yeah, it was for sure. But I don't know. I thought it was great.
Me too. It's definitely nothing I've ever seen. I haven't seen anything like this before.
Hey,
and especially in today's climate, I think that with, you know, all the talks about Me Too and everything, it's definitely bringing up, and this hadn't even happened when you guys were filming this. So they really were on the...
Yeah, it's the timing is very coincidental, but, you know, I don't take away from anybody's experiences. You know what I'm saying? We all have been through shit, you know? We've all had things that have changed the way we think about things. We've all had to deal with shit that was heavy, that was life-changing, and everybody deserves to be recognized, hugged, said I'm sorry to, all that shit, because no one deserves to feel to be in a dark place, you know what I mean? So
yeah, I mean,
I would never take away from anything, and I don't, that's kind of why, you know, I don't like being said that's me, you know what I mean? Because it kind of takes away from situations that are way, way, way more serious, you know
what
I mean?
Yes, yes.
We're focusing on me, harmless me, you know? And there's other shit that's going on that's way more serious.
Yeah,
right.
You know? No. So, that's all. I could never act that way towards anyone. Boy, girl,
yeah,
transgender, anybody.
So
nobody.
Now to get into kind of the harder questions, we have been seeing in our Facebook group, by the way, if you haven't joined our Facebook group,
a lot of the other groups are, yeah, where they're more,
yes,
vicious.
Yes.
We get a lot of really even keel people that see both sides, and some people do have opinions on both sides.
Right, right.
Strong opinions, but it's a much more calmer place. There are other groups out there that we've seen where it's, you know, more vicious and whatnot. But it's always vicious no matter what the topic is. So it's not just about you or
right, uh-huh,
what,
right,
whatnot. And you know, those are the ones I don't like to keep up with because it's negative.
Yeah, but you got to, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, and so when someone sent us a few things, you know, that's where I was like, hey, I want you to be aware of what's like out there and being said. I'm sure you are, but just, you know, I just want you to know and like be able to say your side of, you know, what happened and your past and that sort of thing, because people are coupling this week's episode in with your past stuff.
Yes. Yes.
So we want you to, you know, clarify and say, and I know Ariana has tried a little bit, but you can only do so much on Twitter.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'll say a little bit and then you can address it if you want to, or we can pass it.
Okay. I'm going to make a drink.
Oh,
hey.
Right. Do you want one?
I'm good right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want me to stop?
No, I want
okay.
you to go.
Okay. Well, one thing that I didn't know was that you were married in the past. And,
oh, yeah.
And
I've been married twice.
Twice?
Yeah, twice.
Oh, wow.
We filmed about that too, but they cut it.
Well, the Facebook groups don't know about that.
Well, you
exclusive.
Know, whatever. It is what it is, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, I've been married twice.
Right. And then some people have pulled up some records about some domestic violence charges and some restraining orders and,
yep,
and things like that. And also your age when you were married versus the person who you married's age.
Yeah. That's what you just said right there should kind of explain a lot of the situation.
Right.
Yeah, I've been married twice. My second wife, we had all the best intentions in the world. It just didn't work out. You know what I'm saying? So that's that. The first one, I hate to say it, but of course, you know, it was kind of, I felt manipulated a little bit into it.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I don't like to say that, because there were times where we did get along and we were super close to each other and knew things about each other that no one else knew. You know, we were close. We were together for 4 years.
Right.
But I mean, that whole thing was, it was a crazy situation. I mean, her words, I didn't deserve to go through it. But we went through it. Things happened. She, you know, pressed charges, came back, dropped the charges, because this is such a serious situation. The state then picked him up to make sure, you know, that everyone was safe. State picked him up. The state investigated thoroughly and properly, and the state dropped the charges. Nothing occurred. It was a very, I don't know. We were very passionate. I don't know, but both ends, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
But nothing ever. I never hit anybody. I never like threatened to kill anyone. I never beat her. That was never a thing. So, like I said, that she went to court. She admitted she lied. Everything was like, it was just a bad series of events. But I learned a lot of things. I've come a long way. It was just something that I maybe I had to go through. You know what I mean? Maybe I had to learn a lesson. But it was just a situation. It was an ugly situation. It came up and it went away. It was completely dissolved. Nothing happened. I was literally just, that was it. It was over. And the fact that this is a public arrest record, people are gathering all this information of things that didn't happen through an arrest record. Like, for example, I could call the police right now and in my police report say, yeah, they had like a knife behind their back and they were saying that, whispering like, they were going to kill me and something. And like that would go on the police report. You would go to court. Everyone would find out that never happened, but it would still say that on your police report, which is the public record. So that's that. That's whatever. You either know or you don't know. It was a ugly situation.
And sometimes but that
investigate
happens.
It. There was a lot more going on there than what the hell you're reading. Because
when you started Vanderpump Rules, and you were you worried that this was going to come out? Were you prepared for any of this to come out?
I'm prepared. I was well prepared. I have documents and upon documents showing and proving the situation. So
good.
Everything was pulled. I'm well prepared. It's fine. Everything's fine. I didn't do anything. So,
well, thank you. Like I said,
again, you know what I mean? Nothing happened. Same situation. Nothing happened.
Yeah.
And again, it takes away from situations where something does happen.
Yeah.
That, needs to have more focus. Instead, you're focusing on something that got completely thrown out anyway. Like,
yeah. I have a friend that she went through a divorce. Cops were called. They're yelling at each other. She has a permanent restraining order against her husband. Was like twice her size. She didn't. There was no physical.
That's one thing in a restraining order. Like, it's so easy to get a restraining order. It's really easy.
Yeah.
By the way, to get a restraining order.
And some people are saying it's not. But yeah. I've that, seen that
was no. A, it's yeah. extremely easy to get one. You can go right down to the courthouse and say that this person is you feel threatened or whatever, and you can get a restraining order. It's really easy.
Okay.
However.
It won't be permanent unless there's
because of that. I didn't talk to her. It's a situation where like. You have to realize this person put a restraining order on me and then would text me things like, I miss you. What are you doing? But you know what I mean? It's like that's the situation. That's what happened.
I'm going to tell you, that's exactly my friend's situation. They had this, they got in a fight. Cops were called. They're like, separate, no contact. And then she's like, and there wasn't physical abuse. It was like, I miss you. Come over, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, that's not smart. Neither one of you is supposed to be around each other. But they don't care.
Yeah. And so that's,
I get what you're saying.
They got to be careful because you do something like not wear
you piss one of the parties
to a party, the other party's going to snitch and then.
Right, exactly.
It's all over.
So it's just best to stay away.
Yeah, I've learned my lesson, but like.
You were young too.
By the way, after all this happened and everything was dissolved, we both moved to fucking Tampa together and we're together for another year after that. So.
There you go.
There you have it, folks. If she felt unsafe,
she wouldn't have done that.
Yeah. Why would we be living together afterwards?
Yeah.
I would never want anyone to feel unsafe. That's horrible.
Has she contacted you saying that she's got some heat from this episode? Or
No. And if she has, I don't go on Facebook, guys, so say what you want on Facebook. I really don't care. I don't go on Facebook. Maybe she's hit me up there, but I would never respond. I'm not. That's just something that I've had to just completely remove myself from.
Yeah.
Okay. I just have a couple more questions. And these are fun ones. Do you have anything else that you want to say on this topic?
No.
Tell us about Ariana's singing voice. We heard her sing on an Instagram story.
You told us last time. And I'm like, I didn't realize Rock and Riley's is right there. That's where y'all go all the time, right?
Yeah.
And like, but we hear T. Sandy all the time in the stories, but I never see her singing. And then she did that bathroom thing with like Sheena and
she belted like a,
dude, yeah, she's so a hell of a singer.
And it was like 5 seconds, but I was like, replay. I'm like, she's really good.
Yeah, she you can weren't sing. Lying. She's been singing her whole life, so I want her to make a song. A lot of people want her to make a song.
She just doesn't maybe want to open herself up to like
I don't know, but she would shut it down.
I don't. Yeah, she'd there be would the be
best,
no criticism.
The best one out yet on Vanderpump.
Yeah.
Have you been able to sample any of the new cocktails that are going to possibly be in the cocktail book that Tom and Ariana are working on?
I don't know what they're for, but I've been sampling cocktails.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Lisa did tell them to go around LA and like pick out your favorites and then make
Tom's
own.
A hell of a drink maker.
Oh, I mean for the book too. You
yeah,
know, like the,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, for the book and for Tom Tom.
Right. And it, has any dry ice been used?
Yeah.
Well, I will say, yeah, the best cocktail I had.
Dry ice has been used. It was a good cocktail too.
What about, have you had any Shea sightings lately?
No, no Shea sightings.
But T-Sandy's hung out with him, he said.
T-Sandy's hung out with him.
T-Sandy sees him in the streets sometimes.
Edmund's hung out with him. That's my boy.
Cool.
I got, you know, Shea's cool. Whatever. You know what I'm saying?
We love Shea.
Yeah, you have to love Shea. He's a sweet guy. He's
kind-hearted. We put a poll out. We put a song poll out every week. And like, what's the theme? And we did Lala's, James, Shea, and Sheena's. And Lala's won. But it's kind of rooting for Shea.
Shea be making fire ass music though, you know?
Yeah, I listen to some of it during my workouts. It's very catchy.
Hell yeah.
Well, let me tell you a little thing, and this is not a.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This is our dig at Sheena. Holly was a little upset because that scene where she's like, Kristen's like, are you listening to your own song and your thing? But then Sheena cleared it up on her podcast saying, yeah, because I was going to perform it at James's thing, but I couldn't remember the lyrics, so I was listening to relearn them. Holly was upset about this because Holly knows every single word to Go to School.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I was like, how do you not know your own song? I mean, to me, that's like crazy. But
then she was like, I went to Backstreet Boys and I remembered the song from 15 years ago, but I thought it was funny. We're making light and funny that I love that Holly knows every single word. I don't know every single word to Go to School, but she does. And I think that's
fun. And I also know all the words to What I Like. Can you freak bitch? okay, so
I love that scene, and was it season 4 when she's on the bar and she's performing and then it's Schwartz and Jax doing the Night at the Roxbury head pop?
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's like one of my favorite scenes.
Schwartz is so funny.
Okay, I have like a super.
Wait, Schwartz and I have a little bond because we're both from Minnesota. So they actually filmed us. It's when he was training with Guillermo. It's when Sherry was in town.
Uh-huh.
And so they had him walking around with Guillermo. And so they filmed me and Holly and my niece Michaela. And so he wasn't because he's talkative, but I don't think he's a proactive talker. He's a reactive talker. And so all these tables, it was kind of like, ugh. And same with Guillermo. It was like, and then they talked to us, and I brought up Minnesota, and he kind of lit up. And then the camera crew was like, oh, whoa, wait, let's start this over again, because I just started bringing up Minnesota. You bring that up, and he's like, oh, I love Minnesota. I miss it.
That's
so
hilarious.
We had a whole scene. I'm praying that it's cut. Holly's praying that it's aired. You know, TBD. I'm going with they didn't air your key scenes. It's cut. So
yeah.
You never know, though. You never know. I'm not giving up hope yet.
You never know.
So yeah. Anyways, that's my Schwartz bond is over Minnesota, but yeah.
Okay, I have one more question. Okay, and this is an old school one, so you have to really think back.
Oh shit.
I was just watching season 3, episode 7, the iconic scene when Kristen Doty was getting all dolled up to go pick up her mail from T. Sandy's apartment, and she was going over there trying to lure him, you know, into talking to her, or crying with her, or whatever. I was wondering, since you are Ariana's brother and you probably heard some of the crazy shit that went down, do you have any good crazy Kristen stories? Like, of anything crazy that she did? Like, did she ever come over and, like, ding-dong ditch their apartment or anything?
I don't know.
You can't think of anything?
No, I can't, but
You guys on good terms?
I know. Yeah, Kristen's cool. You know, actually, Kristen, that night at the bar, when Ariana left, yeah. Kristen chased her down and made sure she was okay. So,
yeah, we kind of saw that, like, because she tagged her, and we're like, "Well, what did we miss?" Because and that's what I thought. I thought, I bet Kristen ran after her to make sure she was okay.
Yeah, she did for sure. She
that's cool.
She gave her a big hug, I guess. So, you know, Kristen's, she's good people for sure.
That's interesting because she was one of the ones who she said something that could potentially not be nice to you, where she said, are you going to a public place?
And that was referring to all the other bullshit.
Okay, that's what I thought.
You know?
Yeah. And but, that was fresh off that war. There was a little
I'm going to get hazed. I'm the new guy. What do you want?
Right.
And well, remember, it was like a month or two before that was that after Shenanigans, you know, aired that digital, there was a little bit, you know, of that Twitter stuff with Stassi, you, and I think that's where a lot of that was fueled from that for sure.
Exactly. But whatever. Things were taken too far, but, you know,
I'm not heavy hearted.
I can't hate nobody or be mad at anybody. Like,
yeah.
Whatever, you know,
and you're all on good terms.
I think all the Kristen Doty fans are going to be like very proud of that, though. That's nice that she went and checked. I'm surprised other people didn't go check on Ariana,
especially with Ariana. So that's it's nice.
Yeah,
because it seems like they've been very friendly lately.
Yeah, they're cordial for sure.
Okay, I have another.
Me and Ariana are cordial with everybody. We're too whatever to like deal with things that just aren't even like. Relevant to our lives, you know, like that.
Yeah,
all of this is so irrelevant because it's not. You're calling the white sheet black, you know, like, or the blue sky green. You can't argue facts, you know.
Yeah. Right.
With everything, every shitty thing that's being said about me, you can't argue facts. So, like I said, I'm at Sur on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Pull up.
Cool. Well, I hope you're there when we're there.
Me too.
It's
for
Sunday,
Sarah's birthday,
the 25th. We're at brunch.
I'm there every Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I don't work brunch. I work at night. But if I'm at brunch,
well, we're gonna.
I'm getting ready to work at night. You know.
Okay. Well, we're gonna like go there, and then we're gonna like stalk around the neighborhood, and then maybe come back. Maybe when you start your shift.
Yeah. Maybe we'll see you.
Okay.
It's my birthday.
It gets
pretty
lit Friday, Saturday. It gets real fucking turned up in there.
Okay. Wait. I have like a rando question since she kind of brought up. If every girl on the show and adjacent people, and let's even throw Laura Lee in the mix, were single, which girl would you like want to date?
Every girl in the cast?
Ever.
Cast and adjacent. You can go with Vale. You can go with Laura Lee. You can go with Jenna, the trainer. I don't know. Who else? Who else can we throw in that mix? Because I know some of them you think of as your sisters.
Yeah,
you can even
throw
in the Beverly Hills Housewives because they're kind of around too.
But he probably doesn't watch that. He probably only knows Lisa.
He could be into Kyle. You never know.
Do you know who Kyle is?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Do you know who Brandi Glanville is?
You know, I don't know. I don't think.
For those of you who didn't listen to our first podcast with Jeremy, go back and listen to it. But he did tell us in his last one that Kylie Jenner was his type. So
a little bit. So, I mean, along those lines, you know, I mean, not that specifically. There's a lot of, you know, prettier girls out there, but
I don't know. Well, but that paints a picture for me of that a lot of the Vanderpump girls don't fit that, is what
Brunette,
I'm saying.
Brunette, you know, little, you know, not super skinny. I mean,
okay,
but all not right. Like, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
brunette girls. I like brunettes. Okay, come
How about
on.
A brunette Britney Spears?
Brunette Britney Spears, that'd be cute. Yeah,
okay. Ask your would you rather. You don't want to? Can I ask it? You think it's no?
I don't know if I want to.
Go for it. I don't care. It's funny.
Okay. Would you rather with Rachel or Stassi? And we're talking about Rachel O'Brien and Stassi.
Would I rather?
Like date.
Who would I rather?
Date or hook up or whatever. And we know hookup means different things to different people.
Yeah, careful, guys.
Yeah.
Careful.
Hookup to
Shout
me.
Out Carl, thirsty Carl, yeah, trying to get some airtime looking up Sheena.
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't really like either of them as far as dating. I would never date either one of them. They're not my type. They're really not.
I'm probably guessing you don't watch Summer House. But because there's so much intermingling, I'm just wondering... If you watch Summer House or...
No, I haven't, but I'm familiar with some of the
how
people.
How about any of those girls?
I just know the two blonde girls, Stassi's friends, the two...
The twins.
Yeah.
They annoy the F out of me. The fuck out of me.
I don't know.
They seem nice, and they did actually clear the air for Sheena. But I don't know. Like, the one girl is like so annoying. Anyways. All right.
Anyways, well, I would choose Stassi, I think, for Would You Rather for me.
I guess probably, yeah, it's probably depends on dating or hookup or I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, if like, I just never would. I don't know. But
I wouldn't choose celibacy.
Like I said, the whole thing was a damn joke. She's not my type.
The answer is celibacy. You know? The answer is I would choose my hand.
But Stassi's cooler. I don't know. I could actually have a conversation with Stassi now, so.
All right. Good. Everyone's on good terms.
They're both kind of weird, but. Really?
Have you met Annabelle?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
Have you met Lala's boyfriend?
Yeah, he's tight.
Have you got to go on a private jet?
Not yet. Nope, not yet.
Right. We were going to go
I'm going
to
go on my own private jet.
We were going to go to Live at the Bike when the Toms were there with him because it's kind of by our house. I mean, it's like not far. It's like in between. And
Tom said he won.
Yeah.
That's fucking dope.
When are you going to come to Huntington Beach?
Hopefully soon.
Do
maybe
you want
for
my
the
house
open?
For the open?
Yeah, let's go to the open. Yeah.
You can stay at my house.
Let's do a podcast
I can
at the
and
open.
You can have my
yes.
Open. Yeah.
From the U.S. Open. And we can talk about how I used to surf and all that stuff.
And let's get a drone and drone
I mean, I'm
it.
Right there.
I got
like,
one.
I'm a couple blocks from the beach, so you're good.
Okay, cool.
Right, I'll message you, and you can come down, bring whoever. I can leave if you want the I mean, no, I know you.
You want to go to Huntington for the U.S. Open?
It pops off. I mean, there's like 50,000 extra people down there.
I actually hate
that time of year. It's like Laguna Beach. So my friend's brother lives there, and he leaves in the summer because he's like, ugh, I can't get in and out. It's all tourists and sun, you know.
Yeah,
Laguna's different because you're like socked in. Huntington, there's so many ways in and out.
I can't wait. This is going to be lit. I might have some friends from Florida come out.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's where Kelly's from. So
yeah, that's my
there
boy.
You go.
Slater, Kelly.
Okay,
but
so
remember, both of you had Kelly Slater handles.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Emails. That's hilarious.
KS360 at AOL.com right here.
Lil Slater or something.
Awesome.
Tell everyone where they can find you on your
Fortune Films.
Yeah. Follow my production company, Fortune Films, at Fortune Films on Instagram. Follow me personally at Jeremy Maddox on Instagram, at Jeremy Maddox 1 on Twitter.
He's got fun IG stories and
my IG stories are fun.
Live stories and Edmund.
It's a lifestyle. Edmund, follow Edmund at EP Digital and at
Edmund Prieto.
Is there any numbers behind that? Nope. There you go. That's on Instagram. EP Digital and Edmund Prieto.
Woo!
Edmund is famous. You guys know we talked about him before.
Edmund's been around since before anyone was around.
He's before Jeremy.
Everybody.
He's been on Vanderpump Rules. He's a OG.
He's Lisa's photographer.
That's amazing.
Lisa's?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome! I knew he did Sheena's wedding.
Yeah, he's done a lot of shit.
I mean, he's done
cool.
Like the most iconic
photo
Beverly
Hills
shoot
magazine,
ever.
And all that
Sheena's
shit.
Wedding with the canvases. I mean, it's famous.
Yeah, but. Better to have Lisa
That's Edmund.
With ongoing business.
That's Edmund. Check
I don't
him
know.
Out.
I'm done with Sheena. That's.
Hey, wait. I have a question then. Who took the new couple's photos of Rob and Sheena that they focused on this week? Because they did like a couple's photo shoot.
You didn't take a photo. You didn't do a photo shoot of them like
did
naked?
You see that though?
Oh, I know who did that. Who? I know who did that. It was a pet thing. It was like a. It was like a charity. I forget the charity.
Okay.
But they wanted me to do it too, but I just never did it. You have to stand there naked
better.
With an animal.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's for charity.
Right,
that's
right.
Good.
Though. Yeah. That makes me feel better that they didn't go to JCPenney's and do like the glamour shot.
Oh my God. That would be fucking hilarious. Yeah. We're here for the fucking photo shoot and you just literally strip down at JCPenney's.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
All right. Well, thank you for coming.
Thank you so much.
For having me,
girls. You had a busy day.
It was fun.
Good to see you again. And
yeah, you too. We kill it. You know, we give a good show. So.
Okay. Thanks, everyone. We will see you on Monday to recap the episode.
Bye.
Bye.